rain draws off the Rockets off sides. And that'll be a first down here for the Rockets. Good job by Tyler Drain. The hard count.
You got Stuckers ready to go on that third down play. And just good call by Shelby County right there to go on the hard count.
Boy, Willis got 14 there in the first half.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
Oh, first and 10 Rockets now down at the Collins 41-yard line. 10-7. Collins leads it here just underway in the second quarter. Drain takes a snap. And going to give it to Manica. Hold a run. Good spin move in the middle before he's finally upended down about the 32-yard line.
Got a lot of people listening tonight, so I had to stay home. Got one guy missing on the recliner. Got a picture of him eating a blizzard. That could be why he's put on 40 pounds in the last month.
Wow, that's tough right there.
I'm sorry. That wasn't very nice.
You told me 50 off air.
I know all about gaining 50 pounds. That's not hard to do. Them blizzards to do it to you.
Second and two. Rockets at the 33-yard line. Motion from Davis. Turns, and he's going to pitch to Davis.
We got a flag.
Brandon trying to cut it up the end, and he's hit. Right about the line of scrimmage. Good job by Casey Warner on the outside. Got a flag for an illegal shift, illegal motion on the Rockets. We'll back them up.
I can tell you, this old guy throwing his flag, he ain't moving very far. Has that been before the play? I guess
during the play. Two guys in motion at the same time. So a five-yard penalty will back the Rockets up to the 38-yard line. Will be second and seven. Drain stays in the shotgun. Motion this time from Perry. He'll fake it, and now he's rolling out, trying to throw it. Looking deep down the middle of the field, looking for Davis. Got him. Touchdown, Rockets. Nice pass from Drain to Davis, who had beaten Peyton Hawk pretty bad on the outside, and he took it into the end zone for the touchdown.
Great blocking there by Shelby County up front. Gave Tyler a lot of time to throw it in a nice pass, and then
Edwards on for the extra point. As you mentioned, good job by the offensive line. Malik Manica coming over to the sideline, really wincing in pain with his left knee. Extra point's good. 11:06 to go in the second quarter. Rockets edge back out on top, 14-10. You're listening to the second round of the high school playoffs here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Edwards, once again, kicking the opposite direction this time, well into the end zone for another touchback. Collins will open up first and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
Get all about that guy. Michael Mulder.
So did Cal.
You can see they hit a three, not just now, but earlier. Padres traded Kimball to the Red Sox. That's what that thing was reading across the screen. I thought maybe it was Chapman.
Lucas looking deep down the sideline. He's got Maggard, but overthrew him. And Maggard, once again, had beaten Davis bad off the line. But he threw that one well into the Rockets bench. Lucas once again stays shotgun. Second and 10, ball at the 20-yard line. JR dropping back, looking to throw again. Going to looking for Hawk and overthrew him. He kind of stumbled. He was open again. Hawk had his man beat and just stumbled, coming at about the 45-yard line, and then ball ended up being overthrown by a couple yards.
Collins guys are getting behind him right there. I thought, man, did he stumble? Because I thought he slowed up.
You got to worry about here. Those Collins had really come out focusing on running the football.
Yeah, I know.
And now you're throwing it.
I don't mind doing it on the first play, but you're in third and 10. Of course, you hit it. It's one of those things. As Shannon Dawson says, if it works, it's a good call.
As every play is. Turns, he's going to hand to Connor White. Connor, and he slips and falls and had room to run. And literally, he makes a cut, and there's nobody in the middle of the field. He'll go down for about a 5-yard gain at the 25-yard line.
The field's in decent shape, it looks like. It looks like it's a little beat up in the middle, but, that time of year, it's going to be beat up on these grass fields. But A lot of guys slipping out there tonight, especially on the Collins side.
So Bruner back to punt this one away. Michael Perry will go back to about his 40-yard line. 14-10. Rockets lead it here. Just underway in the second quarter. Snap back to Bruner. He'll get this one away, a high spiraling kick that's going to hit at the 45 and take a sideways bounce and goes out of bounds at about the 49-yard line. So 26 yards on that punt. Shelby County will come out once again in good field position. Last possession, we saw Malik kind of get more involved in the run game. There was a couple big runs, but it was the touchdown pass to Brandon Davis from Tyler Drain. They got him on the scoreboard. Motion from Davis from right to left. He'll turn. He's going to pitch. He's got room on the outside. Casey Warner trying to contain. And we're going to have a holding penalty, I believe, just inside midfield. Flag is at the 48. They moved him back to the 49-yard line. And it is a hold on Shelby County. Will be a spot foul from the 49. So bring up a first and 18 after they mark the penalty off. Penalty yardage marked off to the 41-yard line. First and 18. Same formation here for the Rocket. Motion from Davis. Going to turn. He's going to hand to Perry. Perry, nice move to the outside. Pookie Murphy can't get him. And Zach Smith will knock him down inside the 45-yard line. Really, I thought if Michael would have cut that ball more into the inside there, Scott, maybe he might still be running.
Yeah, the nice cut there in the backfield to get around Sucker, but I think it was Peyton Hawk when he made a tackle. Was Smith?
Yeah, Hawk. Gain of 17 there on first down, and Collins wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 14-10. Rockets lead it here. You're listening to the second round of the high school football playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Be ready for nearly any task on your farm with a Case IH Farmall A-Series tractor from Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. These versatile performers are perfect for loading, baling, tilling, and mowing. And Farmall tractors are one of the best values out there, too. From their durable, fuel-efficient engines to their superior forward visibility and comfortable operator platform, the Case IH Farmall A tractors prove that you can cut costs without cutting corners. Visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville today for more details. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Second and one here for the Rockets from the Collins 42-yard line. Motion from Davis from right to left. He'll turn, hand to Manica. Malik cuts through the right side and is tripped up down at the 32-yard line. Good tackle by Peyton Hawk. But right now, the Shelby County offensive line winning that battle that the Collins defensive line won on those first two possessions, guys.
Yeah, right now, Shelby County's offensive line dominating, gave Tyler a lot of time to throw on that big long pass, and right now, getting a lot of push up front.
First and 10 Rockets from the Collins 32. Motion from Davis from right to left. He'll turn, hand to Manica again. Same play. Down the right sideline, down the fin. We'll just step out of bounds at the 15-yard line.
Right now, he's just using Zach Stucker's aggressiveness against him. Zach's coming in, and Malik's just going right around him, either cutting him behind him or going around him.
9:19 to go here in the second quarter. 14-10 Rocket. They've got it first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Looking to add on here. Motion from Davis. He'll turn. He'll flip it to Davis on the outside. Davis down to the 10, to the 5. Goes in and touchdown, Rockets. Nice play call as they fake Davis to go out of the formation and stopped. Went back the other way. Optioned it out to him. And just too much speed on the outside. Davis takes it in the end zone for the touchdown. Big possession coming up here for the Collins Titans, Scott, this next one.
Yeah, they're going to have to get
missed on a couple. They really missed on three big plays that they've had advantages on. Have not hit on any of those yet. Two to Maggard, one to Hawk.
Shelby County doing some creative stuff offensively. You know, they're not just, they can really, the triple option, they can got a lot of options, a lot of good players to get the ball to. Right now, Davis is putting on a little bit of a show. He killed him the first time.
Yeah. 9:12 to go in the second quarter, 21-10. Rockets lead it. You're listening to the second round of the 4A High School Football Playoffs here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Serving the area for over 20 years, Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville is a quality used car lot, specializing in used vehicles with on the lot financing. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. The phone number is 633-0028. That's 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville would like to take this time to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. Perry's Auto Sales underwrites WXLN program.
Dig deep, and we'll go back
to the one.
To the 1 yard line, and they go into the end zone. So another touchback. Josh Edwards proves once again the weapon he can be from a plate, just from being a place kicker. Titans come out first and 10 from their own 20. Lucas shotgun formation, turns and looking for a screen, and will throw it up to nobody. Connor White, I think, had been knocked down in the line of scrimmage.
Looked like it went right over Connor's head.
Tried to run that same middle screen a couple of times. Second and 10 Titans. After moving the ball effectively a couple different times, starting to stall it out on the offensive side. Maggard took off a good two counts early, and it'll be a 5-yard penalty. Second and 15, it'll back them up to the 15-yard line. Mm-hmm. Collins now go to a 5-receiver set. Why not? JR takes a snap.
Why not?
Steps up, looking deep down, and got Maggard wide open again, and beating Davis badly again on the outside, but well overthrown.
Yeah, ball is at least 10 yards overthrown.
And one thing's for sure, Dalton Maggard
is getting by,
doing his job tonight. He's beaten him bad several times and not been able to hook up yet on the play. And that's going to bring up third and 15.
Right now, though, you're going to get a first down here, which is going to be tough. You're going to punt the ball back to Shelby County, whose offense is rolling.
That open possession, we've not seen them get the ball to the hands of Roseberry since then.
Well.
JR rolls to his right. Still moving on the roll. Still rolling. Going to step up and run with it, and will be tackled about the 20-yard line, well short of the first down. Johns and Bradley there on the tackle for the Rockets. And once again, Noah Bruner on to punt this one away. Michael Perry standing back at his own 42-yard line. Snap back, punt away. This one low liner going to hit, bounce up, and be taken by Perry at his own 35. Cuts to the outside, still on the move. And will finally be taken down at about the 42-yard line.
41 come off and did the
Seth Staples there to
Cam
finish
Newton.
Things up on that tackle. First and 10 Rockets once again on the Collins end of things. 8:02 to go here in the second quarter. Drain leads the offense back to the line. Motion from Davis from right to left. He'll turn, he'll hand to Manica. Malik with room to run again. Trying to get to the sideline. Spins and finally taken down by Pookie Murphy down inside the 30-yard line. But another 12, 13-yard run.
I tell you what, they're just up the middle. They're just killing Collins.
And really not even being touched for, 9 or 10 yards. So first and 10 Rockets, 28-yard line. They lead it 21-10. Trying to add on here once again. Motion from Perry this time. Turns, he'll hand to Perry. Michael trying to get to the outside, then is upended down inside to 25. That'll be another 5 or 6 yard gain.
Don't really like to see Michael leave his feet like that because you can really get hurt. But Naomi's trying to hurdle the guy.
Give him forward progress down to the 22. So give him 7 there on first down. Second and 3. Go under 7 minutes here in the second quarter. 21-10 Rockets. Turns his hands to Manica. Malik is hit this time at the line of scrimmage. Still struggling forward. And we'll get down close to the 20. Going to be about 2 yards short of the first down.
Every time it's chippy, you see Stucker in there.
Yeah. 6.5 to go.
To the measurement.
Not a measurement. He's 3 yards short of the first down.
Not a measurement.
Ooh. All right. No whistle the ball ready for play here once again. Going to be third and about 3. Ball back at the 21-yard line. Drain drops back looking to throw.
Wide open.
Looking for Davis. Good coverage on the play and drops. Good coverage by Peyton Hawk on the outside. And good job by both guys in the back of the end zone to play a little defense there. Brandon Davis kind of knocking it away and Josh Edwards going to come on out to attempt the field goal.
I almost kind of question that call right there. I mean, you're third down and what? Three with the running
time. They had the ball marked in the wrong spot. Yeah, ball should be marked at the 21-yard line.
That's almost marked as a – the ball is marked for a first down.
Yeah, it sure is. Ball is marked 3 yards ahead. It's going to be a 35-yard attempt. Snap back, kick up. Kick is good. Distance wouldn't have mattered.
No.
24-10.
Right now, you could have marked it. It would have been a first down.
24-10. Rockets lead at 6:04 to go here in the second quarter. You're listening to the second round of the 4A state playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries.
Ah, a dust broom. You shouldn't have.
Getting your driver's license. Landing that job promotion.
We're working through the weekend.
At Zaxby's, there's nothing we appreciate more than our fans, which is why during our 25th anniversary, we're giving everyone a reason to celebrate, and then some. With Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zaxby's sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. It's the meal that's practically begging for jubilation. So, when you're finished enjoying your daughter's first musical recital, attending your high school reunion,
oh, hi! Who are you again?
And being thankful it's Friday.
We're working through the weekend.
Head down to Zaxby's and celebrate our 25th year with a celebration special meal for a limited time only. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville under Ryan's WXLN programming.
Good return by Roseberry. Nearly broke that one. You had tackled about the 43-yard line.
I'm sorry. You had mentioned Shelby County, Collins lined up at the 10, and you said, why don't they go back to the goal line because the kick mid. He kicks in the end zone, but it's been coming up about the one. That time, Nashawn right at the goal line, and he caught it before he went in there and got a nice run back. Hats off to you.
First and 10, Titans at the 43. Lucas trying to run a screen pass, and this will go for a loss back to the 42, about a one-yard loss. They've tried to run that same play several times.
My man Crow. I just seen Crow yelling at when the guys had the ball and jumping up and down. Crow's over yelling at him. Oh, yeah, I love it.
So loss of one there on first down. Lucas dropping straight back. JR throws and nearly picked off. JR hit just as he threw that one. Big collision back in the backfield.
Seth
Staples getting up slow again, really holding his left arm. That is definitely a shoulder injury the way he's holding it, really protecting his left shoulder. Jalen Stone came to take him out, and he told him to go back to the sideline.
Seth showing some toughness right there because he's hurt. He don't want to come out. That's what you like to see. I mean, you don't want to see a kid get hurt, but you want to see a kid that wants to play, and Seth is showing a lot of guts out there right now.
5:31 to go. Collins in much need of a first down. Lucas takes a snap. Has time. Throws in the middle of the field. Wide open is Maggard. He's got the first down. Wiggles through the first tackle. Down to the 30. Down to the middle of the field. 25 to the 20. Fumbles the football. And I think it's going to be... They're pointing both directions. Ball down at the 11-yard line.
I think Peyton Hawk got on it.
Hawk was diving for it, but two guys went after it. Looks like Collins is going to keep possession.
Good job by Peyton Hawk.
Peyton Hawk.
He wrestled away from Malik Manican. That's not easy to do. That's like wrestling a Big Mac away from me.
I'd say that's impossible. Not hard to do.
See, why couldn't you just go along with it? Why you always got to add something to it? It's my joke. Get your own joke.
I would go further, but I'll stay right there. First and 10, Titans. First from the 11-yard line. Turns. Hands to Pookie Murphy. Pookie is hit at the 10, maybe down to the 9-yard line. Going under the 5-minute mark here of the first half. 24-10 Rockets, but Collins trying to cut into that lead. They've got it second and 8 from the 9-yard line. JR stays in the shotgun. Roseberry to his right. Drops back, looking to throw in the middle of the field. He had him wide open. Hawk in the middle of the end zone and well overthrown. JR right there probably got to let that play develop just a little bit more. If he waits about another second, it's going to be wide open and cleared in the end zone. So third and 8. You got to think probably 2-down territory, would you not? I don't think you can settle for field goals at this point.
Yeah, but you got to put some points on the board here, I think. I don't know. I think I'd almost kick it.
And it's going to be a 5-yard penalty. False start. I think it's on Maggard on the outside. We've seen 3 or 4 penalties on receivers
on
outside of the formation.
Watch the ball.
That might change your thinking here a little bit.
I think if you don't make it here, I think you kick the field goal and get points. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. You're not going to be Shelby can't kick and field goals, but you got to come up with points there.
He's getting guys open.
They got to
make the play. JR drops back, being pressured, and slips, gets back up, gets to the outside, returns again down inside the 10, tackled by Manica there, down to the 9-yard line. It'll go for a gain of 5, but well short of the first down.
Where is the ball? About the 9?
About the 9-yard line. It'll be 4th and 8.
No kicker coming on the field. Maybe call a timeout.
3:50 to go.
They're going to have to call a timeout because
it looks like they are going to call a timeout eventually and figure out what they're going to do here. Coach Lucas does call a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 24-10, Rockets leading. You're listening to the second round of the state high school playoffs here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
4th and 8 for the Titans down at the 9-yard line.
Going for it. I see Noah walking back toward the bench. So you're right. I hate to give you credit twice in the game, but that's twice and a half. I still think I would kick it, but we'll see what happens.
Big penalty there a few minutes ago on the false start. Because you're facing, a 4th and 2 right now, a little different story. Lucas will lead them back out. Shotgun formation. JR takes a snap. Got time. Across the middle. Intercepted by Manica. Roseberry chasing him up at the 35 and will finally tackle him at the 46. Big play by Malik Manica. Had Dylan Silent on a little crossing around on the backside of him. Manica went up. Intercepted it, and that could be a definite game changer right there. Collins looking like they could cut it to a one-score game. Got a flag on the far side of the field. Probably a sideline warning. Sideline warning on both teams. 3:37 to go here before the half. They lead it 24-10. Motion from Perry. Turn. Going to hand to Davis. Going to sweep going around the left side. Too much speed, and will finally be pushed out by Casey Warner. Not until he gets about 7 yards down to about the 44-yard line.
Now, you hear a lot about these Shelby County athletes. I've seen them play once, and Brandon Davis has got an extra gear out there than I think anybody might on the field might.
Yeah, I agree. So 8-yard gain there on first down, and it's been the battle so far as the Rockets are definitely winning first down on both sides of the ball.
Especially after the first two possessions.
Yep. 2nd and 2. Motion from Perry. A turn, he'll hand to Manica. Manica is taken down right at the line of scrimmage. Good play by Jalen Stone. We're at 56. Come a little lame here for the Rockets.
Hayden Tedford. I think he's a center, isn't he? I almost think he is.
Yes, you're right.
24-10 here with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
3rd and 2. Motion from Davis. Turns. He's going to hand him, fake to Manica, trying to get to the outside. He's got the first down. Taken down there by Peyton Hawk down at the 40-yard line. 5-yard gain. First down, Rockets at the 40. Motion from Perry. Turns. He'll hand to Perry. Michaels hurdles over a defender at the 35 and will spin down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line.
Every time I see Mike Malik and Jalen Stone are on top of each other and they're helping each other up. I don't know what's going on.
Drain rolls to his left. Gets it to Manica. And good tackle by Zach Smith on the outside. Gets him just for about a 2-yard gain down just inside the 30-yard line. And Shelby County going to take a timeout. 1:31 to go here in the first half. 24-10, Rockets leading. You're listening to the second round of the high school playoffs here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Serving the area for over 20 years, Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville is a quality used car lot, specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. The phone number is 633-0028. That's 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville would like to take this time to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. Perry's Auto Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays... Wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's, during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate with Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's four chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend.
And your daughter's first musical recital. Head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
24-10. Rockets lead it, and they're on the move here once again, having it second and eight at the 28-yard line. Takes a snap, going to give it to Perry on a sweep. Nice play by Jalen Stone, and gets him for a loss of about 5 yards back to about the 33-yard line. Going to bring up third and about 14 here for the Rockets. Here, Scott, do you think the Rockets will throw it here? Do you think this will continue trying to make this two plays?
I don't think they should have thrown it early. I say right here they're probably going to throw it, though.
Train rolls to his right, being pressured by Jalen Stone. Still on the roll. Now he's going to run with it and will be taken down well short of the first down, back at about the 27-yard line. We'll bring up fourth and about seven. Shelby County still with two timeouts remaining. This would be, what, about a 44-yard attempt. As the Rockets letting the clock run, but they'll take a timeout and 9 seconds to go. They're going to take a timeout. We'll just keep it here, Scott. I don't, you think?
We'll kick a field goal.
Kick a field goal here, I guess.
I cheated because I see the kicker on the field.
So we've seen him display on the kickoffs, strong leg, and every kickoff except for one has been well deep in the end zone. Wind's kind of a little, kind of crazy because the wind lug is blowing this direction, but both guys have kicked the ball better going the opposite way. So
how far is it going to be?
I think it'll be like 44, I think. So after the timeout, Collins' defense coming back out on the field. Shelby County will get the ball to start the second half. This could make this a three-possession game going here into the half. So ball will be a 44-yard attempt. Ball marked at the right hash. Kick up, and this one is going to be wide left. No good. Plenty of distance.
No, watching him kick, he's more almost like a straight-on kicker.
Yeah, he
wasn't
much of an angle on that.
And you don't see that very often.
So 4.7 seconds to go, one final play. And that's another error, is it not? Didn't on a missed field goal the ball go back to the 20-yard line?
I always thought it was inside the 50. Lucas always says they kick it, it goes back to the 20-yard line, unless they change the rule.
And now they're moving it back to the 20.
Okay.
That's what I thought as well, but I don't think we have the A crew at her today. I don't think
remember, because we always talked about it. If you're at the 45, you might as well just try to kick.
You got to get it to the end zone, is the only thing.
Right? I think you're right. You got to get it to the end zone.
So Collins with one play. Going to turn, going to give it to Roseberry. Nashawn spins off a tackler, but tackled at the 28, gain of 8, and it'll take us to the half. 24-10, the Rockets lead it here at the half. You're listening to the second round of the 4A State High School Playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.